All right. Oh. I figured you'll be here. He's not on WhatsApp.
No, I'm not on the chat. And he didn't text me to go pick up pizza, which is why you're all going to starve tonight.
Nobody's hungry.
And to ask, I can always go for calzone.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself. Just
exactly. You're not going to eat tonight?
You don't have to eat an artery clogging piece of right. Piece of artery something.
Clogging. Only artery clogging if you eat. That's all you eat every single day. I only eat pizza now. You know, like this one's a Shabbos. I eat. This is my outlet.
I can't help your problems.
Shine. Really. So all week long, you have the couch out. You're dealing with everybody else's problems over all the chazarai. Tonight is.
No, we're not having any more food. Judowitz is on the shot, and so is Newmont.
No, he didn't go on. That's it. Finished. That's it.
I think you're in a Judowitz now.
I'm complaining about the food.
I don't need food anymore. There's nobody here that needs food.
Yeah, that's it.
Also, let's try it. See if it disappears in there.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think the shot is going to curb the Judowitz. I don't think it need like really high. It's like, you know.
So far, he's still hungry.
I'm sure. He's still dealing with the bathroom problem first.
That's what happens.
Supposedly, there's a bathroom issue first.
That's only the other one.
I don't know which one. I don't know the thing.
The marijuana, whatever you call it. That one's not so. That's not, I don't know. It's weird.
Big welcome today for David. You had a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't here. You checked out. You went to the yeshiva.
No, I was here. Yeah, whatever. Nice amount. All right, today's shir. Who?
The whole New York is partying because the Knicks won, and now meanwhile they have to tamper it by having a ship drive into the Brooklyn Bridge.
What happened?
Mexican Navy ship crashed into the Brooklyn
Bridge.
Yeah.
Navy ship?
Yeah.
What? Navy ship?
Mexico has a Navy?
It's altogether lost.
Mexican Navy ship is not in Brooklyn.
It was.
And now it's
no,
in Brooklyn.
No, like the show, like tons of lights on it.
Break the bridge?
No, not
breaking
the bridge.
Not breaking that bridge.
Its masts came crashing down.
That bridge has been around since 1840. They're not breaking that bridge.
But you heard what happened there last night? What's his name? Juslowski?
Yeah, what happened?
Juslowski.
Kid got hit.
Yeah, what happened?
12:45 at night. He was walking as a drunk driver. Right. Yeah.
Is the kid okay?
Yeah,
broke his arm.
The
drunk driver was weaving and he tried moving away. The guy kept on weaving. Yeah. He moved away, otherwise it would have really hurt him.
Wow.
He just like nicked him.
His arm broken, he fell. What
happened? Last night there was a bucker walking at 12:45 at night and a drunk driver hit him.
Yeah,
count the line. The guy was weaving. So the guy saw him weave, so he moved to the side.
Jump out of the way.
And then somebody.
Was by himself or was someone else?
No, it was with someone else.
Where's the buffer from?
They're here in the neighborhood. I'm
saying. He lives in the neighborhood and he learns in the neighborhood. He learns in Tar Tamima.
Oh, really? Yeah. In Tar Tamima also. Those kids have to go ahead and get somebody has to teach them in a road safety. This kid's running across the street all day.
The county line is very, very dangerous.
Especially right at the right where the yeshiva is, those kids are darting back and forth.
And it turns,
and the people are speeding from after the light.
Back in the day, there was someone who was killed. She was walking away back from the mikveh.
That was on Kennedy.
That was on Kennedy.
Oh, really?
It was on Kennedy. It was on Kennedy. It was 21 years ago.
What?
22 years ago. When I was in Coventry.
Then I'm thinking about one that was even earlier.
Rachelaya Diamond.
Leaving in America.
Yeah. That was a big tragedy at that point. He got remarried, no?
Yeah. Girlfriend.
What, it was seven kids? His kids all married?
All, I don't know if all of them are.
He's Tom Clark, a muffler, that guy.
That was my defense night. I remember when they got married. I used to go to his house for Shabbos, and his sister, his older sister. So.
The mikveh was full the next week.
What?
Friday night?
You know what happened there.
Yeah.
They didn't. There's a chumra with the fill in the mikveh to have all rainwater. So they had enough rainwater to open the mikveh. They were waiting. They figured let's just wait another few rains.
So this was in Coventry.
Yeah.
But Coventry mikveh wasn't open. So that's where she was going to the other one.
Right.
The regular city mikveh.
But theoretically, it could have been open. The Sunday morning, the mikveh was full, and it didn't rain.
I think her grandmother was killed also on the side of her walking. Davis and Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah? Yotzen is Shmosa B'Tahira, right?
Yeah, that's right.
On that note,
okay. Yeah. Right, you can use a little brush up, I promise. It's easier than tomorrow's. Chanakel bas etel Amram Yehuda's Yehuda Aslan ben Vicky. Chanakel bas etel, that's Yehuda Arye ben Rivka. Chanakel bas etel Amram Yehuda's Yaakov Yeshua ben Chana Chanakel bas etel Amram Yehuda's Yaakov Yeshua ben Chana Chanakel bas etel Amram Yehuda's Chayto bas Panino and Bluma bas Chana Rochel, Mrs. Garber, and Omok Simarona Cohen. And Lila Nishpres. I was thinking today. I went to Garber's offer. If I should really every day say Dovah Ben Yisrael, because he's the one that started the whole Chabura, right? Mr. Garber. He started the whole Chabura.
Between him and Charlie sitting over there.
It's him. It was really him. He started the whole Chabura. Without him, we'd never have a Daf Yomi Chabura.
Charlie
was the chocolate factory. Anything to do with food, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about the pizza. It won't harm anybody. Kosher and Nasuch Aleilos. And Mishnah says that you have to have all kinds of stuff. You gotta. Tezayim and Aleph, right on top by two dots. So the Mishnah said that in order to annex stuff to Azara, to Yushalayim, different things, you have to do all kinds of Karbonus and Urim and Tumim and Melech and all kinds of stuff. So Gemara says, Machloikis itma Ravuna Amar the Chol Elu. It's with all. You have to do all the stuff. Rav Nachman Amar, but Achas Mekol Eilu Tanan. Rav Huna Amar Mekol Eilu Tanan, Ksova, Kiddush Hashayna, Kiddush Hashayta, the Kiddush Lost Lovay. And Mela, the Kiddush is still there. I, the Ezra, Zecher Ba'amu Dover. Ezra did not do the full job, because, not because you don't have to, you have to.
No, he didn't have to.
He didn't have to.
What are you doing? Because, taking motions, what are you doing?
So what? Why was he doing it? Zecher ba'amah. But if you come to annex something, then you have to. If you come to do something new, you have to.
So when Hordus, increased the space, he didn't do anything.
Did he do the width or just the height? I think it was just the height.
No, he increased the square footage of the whole Makom HaMikdash.
He just went up. No, he didn't.
He doubled the square footage of the whole Makom HaMikdash.
No.
The Azara, the plaza of the Azara, he doubled.
Not the Azara, outside, the Chotzer. Not the Azara, the Chotzer.
It used to be 50 by 100. He made it by 150 by 2 by something else.
I don't think it was the Azara. He made it taller, that's for sure.
That's the building. I'm talking about.
I don't think he made the Azara bigger. You're not allowed to make it bigger because Lila Haskell is a pasuk of.
That's David, Eli Haskell.
Right. You can't just make whatever you want.
I'm saying, but Hordus, he created it. He didn't care. He wasn't Jewish.
Yeah, but then he didn't have Kedusha. And when he didn't have Kedusha, in order to have Kedusha, you have to do these Tanaim. Anyway, Basilica, you know.
What about Mikdash or the Rabbis?
We're talking about. Well, the Mishnah says that you have to have kedusha. This. Was Mount Har.
But that's Harabais also. The Kessel is Harabais.
The Kessel is his wall.
Of Harabais.
Right.
Which is not really Kaddish until more inside of it if he expanded. So you can
right,
go
so
inside.
The question is, you can go a little bit into where the Kriyan Kos is.
Yeah.
What's all these people that don't touch the wall?
It's a different problem.
What's the problem then?
Because then they don't like touching things. They're OCD.
No, it's Kedusha. That's Kedusha, because they all like the Rambam.
Exposure therapy.
They all like the Rambam.
No, but if it's not...
Actually, the other way, the Rambam walked on the whole thing.
No, Rambam didn't walk. Rambam holds us from our Torah.
No, because...
Rambam went on to the Harabais.
Not the Rambam.
Yes, he did. He made it every year.
Not the Rambam. Not the Rambam.
Yes, he did.
No,
he
not.
The Rambam. The Rambam
no,
was,
the
yes.
Rambam did not go. The Rambam holds us also, Kedusha Shana Kedusha Shana Kedusha. And that you cannot go on to the Mokka Mikdash.
Not Mokka Mikdash, he went to Harabais.
You can't go on. Going to Rambam,
did.
You can't go on.
It can't be.
The Rambam not going on. The Meiri holds you allowed. The Ravid holds you could.
No, the Rambam went on to Harabais.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Ravid did not go on.
Okay, fine. I'll bring you a source material.
I'll tell you, it's right here. It's black and white.
I don't know who you have it from here.
The Grizz.
The Grizz. That's it. That's the family. After that, you don't go.
He brings down over here. Yeshua's talking to him, Harabais, Yesh Mitzvah, Moira Mikdash, Shatsiva, Loy Nema, El Amokam Mikdash.
Exactly, Harabais.
So, Chuva, Shail, Zunecho, Sharim, Rambam, calls the Mitzvah, say Lirim, and Amikdash, Nema, Mikdash, Jero, Loy Nema, Mikdash, Atior, Amikdash, Mitzvah, Yose, Aiz, Yose, Loy Yichnas, and Harabais, and Sokhon, Shas, Loy, Rah, they're not allowed to.
Mikdash,
Perik Zayin Milchus Beis Abchira Alach Zayin. Al Bisham Midrash Hayom Chora. I'm saying Chayv Adam Moira Kemoisha Hayom Noig Boy BeBinyanoi. LeKonas LaMak Shemot LeKonas Sham LeYishi BaAzor LeKorosh Kan Gitzar Mizruch. This whole thing. Al Bisham Chora Just the Oymed. VeNechu Rambam Arayved Amakash Daim Just the Oymed. Rambam Kosas Av Shkudushan Kish Shlaim Meshu Kish Azor VeShlaim Meshaitam Kish Also Lovei. And even still today.
This is all Makom Hamikdash, not Har Habayis.
It says Harabais also, everything.
No,
where's Harabais?
It doesn't say Harabais.
We're talking about Harabais. Talking about both.
You don't have to go, Harabais. No, you can just read it. Makom Mikdash and Harabais. Mikdash Tirol has thing. Harabais went on.
I don't think so.
Did you just read it? You just said the words yourself.
No. The Ravid holds that you're allowed to go on. That's Makom Mikdash. Not for Harabais.
Everybody basically came from the Makom Mikdash.
I'm saying Harabais is Makam Mikdash.
No, two different things. Two very much different things.
For sure different.
Inside the doorway is Harabais. That doorway at the end of the street.
I don't know. I don't think you're right about that.
That's Harabais.
I mean, the Mishabura, we pass in Chayv Karas. We pass in Chayv Karas.
Makam Mikdash, not Harabais.
No, the Mishabura decided that.
Be clear. Hello, be clear.
Mishabura holds Har Habayis. No.
Not Har Habayis. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just telling you, Mishabura holds Chayv Karas. I'll show it to you. You know what? I said this today.
Yes, that's fine. Nobody said it doesn't retain its sanctity.
I said it today, and everybody bit my head off.
Yes.
I said black and white, Mishabur. Guys, there's no Mishabur like that. Okay.
So what about
Vanichnas atal Makom Mikdash Chayev Koras?
Thank you.
Shkul to Mason. Yeah, where's Makom Mikdash?
Thank you. Makom Mikdash.
Harabais, same thing.
No, it's not at all.
We don't know. The
we don't. You don't know where the Makom Mikdash is.
Be clear with your words. It's not at all.
You don't know where it is.
But it's not the same thing.
Okay, fine.
I'm clear what you're saying.
If you go up to the Harabais today, there's a very good chance you have cars.
Very good chance not, because it's a very big chance that the area you have to go into, the size of the big building inside Harabais was minute.
I don't know.
From the very edge, it's very possible you're not have cars.
No, but you have to know where you go.
That's true. Nobody's saying that.
Yes.
Again, I'm not trying to go ahead and say, go take a spatzir on Temple Mount. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm just trying to tell you, be clear with your words. And B,
I don't know what Makom Mikdash is. I don't know the difference between Harabais and Makom Mikdash is.
Very big difference. And
what's the difference? What's the difference?
Because then you can say all these other Rabbanim that are going on. I don't know. Harabais and Chayv Karis. Don't say that.
We Paskin the Inala go on.
Again, we're not.
That's our Psak.
For us Haridim, we don't go there. True.
It's our Psak is that.
Don't say Chayv Karis. Be careful what you say.
That's our Psak.
Don't cast aspersions. You're not Chayv Karis.
That's our Psak.
No, you're not.
Who say you're Chayv Karis?
You're not Chayv Karis. Be careful what you're saying.
I don't know. Where's the Harabais?
Harabais is anything inside that green door. That's considered Harabais. Temple Mount is considered Harabais.
Where's Beis Hamikdash? And where's Beis Hamikdash?
Much further inside.
How do you know?
Hundreds of yards inside.
How do you know?
Because the size of the actual building that was there is minute compared to the size of
we don't know that. You don't know where it was.
Where the Temple Dome was.
Again, that
he's saying that's Harabais.
Might not be in the right place either. It's a different discussion.
I don't know.
Somebody called Lustig who has aerial maps and things. It might not be that building might not be in the right place either. It might be skewed a little sideways and it's not oriented the same way. The whole different thing.
I don't know. Okay.
But just be careful how you're saying it because it's not one thing doesn't carry over to the same thing.
Fine.
Two different places. One is the actual building with the mark of carbonus and everything else. The other one is the area around it.
So people go on nowadays, they go to the mikvah and they go everything before it?
No.
Some people do. Some people, yeah, they do. No. Sure they go to the mikvah. What do you mean?
Okay,
come Ben Gavir, he doesn't go, maybe he doesn't.
What are you talking about? It's us
go
to go there. It's us up here, Halacha, to go up there.
Yeah,
the people that go up, the people that go up, are not going to mainstream Halacha. We passed because Chazanish held it was us. Biskruav held it was us, sir.
Yes.
So who else are you going with? You're going with
the Rambam.
But we don't pass like the Rambam today. Chazanish is the Pesach Hador, right? You have to go with the mainstream poiskim.
You have to be careful what you say.
Even the I saw this guy.
Yeah, but if you say something high
chorus, he goes
on. Big bells are dying that goes
there. It's a Suffolk chorus.
There's a big bells are dying.
You don't know that.
Well, big bells are dying. One of the bells are dying from Eretz Yisrael goes there regularly.
So what?
Again, my point is, don't just say that you're high chorus. Don't say
you're high chorus. It's also to go up there. Period.
It depends who you ask.
No, if you ask the regular poskim that we follow.
Who you ask?
No.
Which poskim that we follow?
Yes.
I didn't say curries right now. I hear this, but I'm saying also to go up there is 100%.
No, it's not 100%.
That's all 100%.
Not 100%.
Okay.
Just be careful how you're saying it. You want to say Rabbi Tendler, you don't want to use his name, no problem. Don't say him.
I'm not using him. I'm telling you what, every god that we follow holds yes. You can all go up there. You're making it, you're saying a minute Nafmina, it doesn't matter. We hold that it's also to go up there.
Yes.
I took that back. I'm saying I hear the difference. But he's still also to go up there.
Because that's how we pass. We pass it, we don't go.
Okay, that's it. Finished.
Okay.
It's not Lashon Hara. Somebody goes up, he's going against Das Torah.
That's not true.
But most places.
100%.
The most places can hold his Chayav Karis. That's all I know.
He's on the camera.
But I'm just saying, do most places can hold.
No.
The places that we follow hold that you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to go.
The ones that they say that this Rav says you're allowed to go, but this Rav never went.
He did.
They say over from.
The Bozo Dine goes there regularly.
I'm just saying,
he's always there.
On LinkedIn, I just saw
the guy with the beaver hat, he's a Bozo Dine. He's one of the Bozo Dine.
I understand, but so Bells doesn't go there. So
the rest of Bells doesn't go. The Rebbe said, leave him alone, but don't kick him out. Don't.
All right. Okay. That's Bells. But the Chazanish held not. The Biskrov held not. Rabbi Yashiv held not.
Right.
The disciple held not,
yes,
right? Okay, so people that we follow.
The Chavidish, the Lithuanian Gedolim held not to go.
And the Chazidish Gedolim.
Okay, we'll leave them
on the side. Fine, weiter. Seid mal, Ravuna am Bechol Eil Tanan. Rav Nachman am Bechol Bechol Eil Tanan. Ravuna am Bechol Eil Tanan. Ksav HaKadush Hashanah Kitchen Shaita V'Kitchen Al Salavai. Ve'ezra Zecho Ba'amud Ovid. Because he didn't have to do anything, because it was already Kaddish. Rav Nachman of Achskol Eil Tanak, so Kedusha Shana Kedusha Shatav Loi Kedusha Slovoi. And Melo, Be'ezra Kedusha Kaddish. And even though Amkod Loi Hava Urim Atumim, and there was no Melech, and there was no Melech, but because you don't need it.
We said before you do need it.
No, we're saying you don't need it. Right, this my number holds, you don't need it, and that's why he was able to do it. The other number holds, it was just a Zechus, and Melo, that's why he didn't do it, what's it called? So Esri Rav Lo Nachman, Koshla Nas Bechol Elu.
Tani.
The Mishnah says, Koshla Nas Bechol Elu. Sigmara says, Tani, Koshla Nas Bechol Elu. Sigmara says, Tani Be'achas Bechol Elu. So Toshma, Avashol Oimer, Shnei Bitsoin, Hoi Barabai, Hamishko. Tachtoino, there was two, like marsh, areas. Tachtoino ve'elyoino. Tachtoino in the skatcha b'cholelu had a full kedusha, and elyoino lo in the skatcha b'cholelu. Ela by the goyla shloi b'melech shloi b'urim atumim. So tachtoino shoyis kedusha the gemura. It was 100%. Samar zechrasim sham ba'echem sham katcha kalim avolim asesheni. And Chaverim Oichem Shom Katcha Kalim Uma Asesheni. They held one second. The regular people held of the kedusha. Regular people held the kedusha, and therefore they held it was 100% kaddish. It was like an annex, and mel yoralado. Mashenge damaratzim who only go with skulas, and mela when it comes to a skula of aser b'shvil tas the aser, they held that they were nervous that since it says yatim yisvada kachal shetz v'soni, they were nervous that this is not considered a real kaddish place. So they went only into the original chaim of Yerushalayim to eat the ma'aser sheni, and they wouldn't rely on this kedusha, even though you could rely on it. But the regular amoinam, they relied on it. It was regular kedusha. El yoyno shloi zikdush gemura sa'amar sheni chal shav v'echashav kaddish kalam. They wouldn't eat ma'aser sheni because they wouldn't even eat the ma'aser sheni, even the one that was kaddish. Aval le ma'aser sheni v'chaverim eino chashav loy kaddish kalam le ma'aser sheni because it has no kedusha. So Fred the gemara, if it has no kedusha, v'nei ma'al le kachur. Well, first of all, why would we call it? Shemay Sivan Al-Ir, Al-Azor is El-Melech Ben-Avi were in two men, since you didn't have, it was an Adim. And since they didn't have that, the Mela was not Kaddish. In fact, the Mar of Elam Kachur, so why did they make Kaddish for? Why is it B'chlal Kaddish? It says, it wasn't Kedusha Gemura. It wasn't Kaddish at all. What's this half Kedusha business? So Gemara says, Elamach Nisua, Menesha Toifur Shil Yishalayim Ha'isa V'nechi L'Kabish. There was a problem over there, a security issue. And because it was a security issue, they had to do something to annex it, like the Israelis' IDF went into Syria. They didn't make it part of Israel, but they made it. They just made an area that's like a buffer zone, so that it should be safe, and that's the reason why they did it. So Zot Gemara. This machloikis of kedusha shana kitchus os lovoi is a machloikis tanam tanya. Amr b'leiz shemati, I heard show you boinim behechol, also kloim lehechol v'kloim azaris. They made curtains for the hechol and kloim lazaris. They made, I don't know if you call this curtains, but whatever the squiggly is, that's curtains. Elo shebehechol boinim bechutz uv'azaris boinim mifrim.
Now you need the picture. What's on the inside?
By the hechol, it was
the curtains were on the inside.
And they built on the outside, and now Zohar the curtain was on the outside. Why? On the inside. Why? So Gemara says, why? Because it shouldn't be nena from the kodesh. So I'm going to show you So what do you see from Yelam Mechlal? There's not Mekush Lost Lovai. Because the Rishu holds it is. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Mimai, how do you know? Dilma the Kuli Alma, Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Shad, Kedusha Shad, Kedusha Shad, Umar, my Deshmiya Lekomar, Umar, my Deshmiya Lekomar. Each one only said what they heard, which means everybody agrees to the Alocha of Kedusha Shad, Kedusha Shad, Kedusha Shad, Kedusha Shad. V'chi Teh Meklayim Lebeleaz Allah, Mr. What do you claim Bechla?
No pizza.
If Kitcher is shining,
look at him, slim. Look at him, slim. Mr. Slim.
It says here there's no pizza.
What? Mr. Slim.
There you
go. He's killed
with everyone.
No more fat man
shot
pizza. Look at him, Mr. Slim.
Omar, my Shmir. Oh, so we can have a climb level. There's our lovely.
It's Smith. Snappy. Mr. Snappy.
This is going by Bati Chaima that they listed towns that were in the Chaima, considered in the Chaima. And the halacha is that if you have a regular town, after 2 years you give paid it, and you give paid it all the way up till Yovel, but Yovel goes back. If you don't have paid it, but only within the year you give paid it, and after that it stays for good. There's no Yovel. So Gemara says, Shem Lam Manuch Chacham is Elu, Shikshalu B'nei HaGoylo, Matu Elu, V'kitchum, Avo Yishaynas, Batlu.
What kind of Kiddush did they have to have? They were ready to sell. What Kiddush did they put on? What's Kitchum?
The walled cities. One second. Avo Yishaynas, Batlu. Mishab Batlu Aretz. Amo. One second. Let's take the Raya Gemara. K'sav G'dusha Yishaynas, Kitchum Shad, Lo Kitchum Shad, Lo And male, that's why, that the Mekash, that's the whole point of the Gemara. Very many, Gemara says, not true, I'll ask you a question.
Rashi says, let Perish Lubamag Mekachim, they were ready, Eretz Yisrael. Thank you. Why don't you answer the question? Rashi says it right away. What were they Mekadosh? Kitchum. Alo, I learned they were Mekadosh. What were they Mekadosh?
What do you mean? You have to make, if you want to annex, make cities part of Yerushalayim, you have to be Mekadosh.
They weren't adding to anything.
They were.
They found a city that already had a wall, and they said they were Mekadosh it. What were Mekadosh it want?
Well, walled city.
They come up, they find a city, any random city, and they lock. They found.
If you're kedusha shayna, lo kitchas lovei.
That's makom hamikdash. That's our.
No.
We're not talking.
No. Kedusha shalaim. Amish is the way shalaim also. Amish is the way shalaim also.
This is what. This is just stam ayaris that had walls around the mesir shulbanon.
Right, and the kedusha goes off. This goes.
Kedusha. There's no kedusha.
There is Kedusha.
Some random city in the middle of Tferi that has a wall in it. Okay, what Kedusha? What do you Mekadosh?
So what's the answer?
That's what Rashi says. Like Pirush Mimam Mekadoshim. That's exactly what Rashi says. There's no purpose to the Kiddush over here. That's what Rashi exactly pointed out.
The Chaim is designated as these walled cities that will have special halakhah.
You don't have to have Kiddush to this.
That's what it is. A special halakhah.
Just some random thing. Just a random city that has a wall around it.
When
they
say Mekadosh, it means a special halakhah.
Then it has a different rule. That's
right.
All. It's just some area to solve.
I hear. Okay. So Gemara is like this. Gemara says, so what's the Gemara's Raya then? What's the Gemara's Raya?
Erech in Gemara and Erech and Rashi writes that these said that
what's Gemara's Raya then?
What's
Gemara's Raya?
Oh, here we go. Rabbiach Hassam Sefer Shebichnitosam Laeretz Ahoyah Abamois Mutaris Makub Mutaris Bechomach Mufigach Eretz Yisrael Mokim Achilas Shaldez.
What's Gemara's Raya then? Gemara's Raya means Raya Kishishan Kishishan's Lava. If you tell me there's no Kiddush here, Then what's the there's no raya. What shaykh is that?
This designation would also last.
It has to be some kind of kiddush here. You want to know what it is? I don't know what it is, but it has to be something.
The designation was the same.
Otherwise, you have no raya. The Gemara has no raya.
But what kiddush does it need? It doesn't have any kiddush.
It's a good question. It's a great question. But look at the Gemara. The Gemara is clearly bringing a raya that kiddush is trying to kiddush shayv look is lost lovely. If there's no kiddush, then what's the raya?
The regards of being a raya that the fact that they were not that they didn't have whatever the kiddush was that they needed to make a kaddish or didn't make a kaddish that it didn't stick. The point is that it didn't stick because you see the brisa says that they had
there's no kiddush. You don't need kiddush.
If
it's simple as what you're saying is that if you have a wall, so who cares?
My question was what was the purpose of the kiddush? Let's leave that aside for a moment. Leave that aside for a second. But you see, the Brisa says that they were Mekadosh them, which means that the Eilat Bavel had to do again a new sanctification, which means that the previous one did not hold. That's the Gemara's Kasha. We sang before the previous sanctification always.
Rashi is saying we don't know what the Kiddush was, but there has to be a Kiddush over here.
I get you. Let's leave that aside for a second. But you see from the Brisa that they were Eilat Bavel were Mekadosh again, which means that the previous Kiddush did not hold. And that's the Kasha.
There's no Kiddush. You tell me that it's just a wall around the city.
Okay.
That's the point I'm trying to make to you.
Okay, that's my question. Leave that alone. Leave that aside.
No, that's what I'm saying.
What's the purpose of the Kiddush? Leave that aside.
Rashi is just saying, I don't know what they use for Kiddush, but there was a Kiddush there.
For what purpose? I don't know either.
That's a great question.
Good, so
but the Gemara is learning that there was a Kiddush.
Yes.
Metchilo and now.
No, the Gemara's question is, if there had to be re-Mekadosh it, that means that the original Kiddush didn't hold.
Okay,
the question is why. Now, what was the purpose of the Kiddush is my question.
No,
I don't care.
Rashi doesn't say what the purpose was. Rashi
no,
says, we don't know what
they used to be Mekadosh.
No, right. How they did it. But there was a purpose. The purpose was...
That's my question. What's the purpose? That's my question. A wall in Tveria, a city in
That's
Tveria
not Rashi's asking.
What's the purpose of it having...
Rashi's not asking that.
No.
Rashi's not asking that. Rashi's about Memekat Mekudoshim.
I understand. How they were Mekadosh is Rashi's question. My question is, what's the purpose of having Kiddush? But you see, regardless, that the Oil Bubble had to re-sanctify, re-Mekadosh.
I know what the Gemara is saying. I'm just saying.
The fact that it has to be real Kiddush. It's more the whatever... They did it in the same...
What's the purpose of Rimi Kaddish for if they had a, if a Kiddush lost love, if it's stuck? Obviously, it didn't stick. That's why it's Kasha.
So the Gemara is basically saying, the Gemara is asking that you see over here that they had to Rimi Kaddish and that means the priest one didn't stick. So Mele Kiddush and Kiddush lost love. So Gemara says, so in fact, the Gemara, So you see clearly that there was many more cities. It wasn't just these. Elam Manacham is Elu.
These were all
Ibn Agoyla.
These were all Ibn Yarding.
That could be.
No, it is B. That's what
Pasuk is talking about.
So Gemara said, Kitchum hashtam. In fact, Gemara, I'm really come on, let's reach the Kedusha. Because Kedusha is shana, Kedusha is shana, because Kedusha is love, and Matzah Elu umanum. V'lo yel bovad, lo kol shtal b'yodchem, asoreh, ma'am sech, shem, kabbas, 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 shumanun, kol mitzvahs Elu noigaz ba. Nefnei, she Kedusha is shana, Kedusha is shana, Kedusha is also love. What's the mitzvahs? The mitzvahs is bata erechayma, shaluch matzorim, v'shein oisim, g'shein sadas. You want to know what the nafkamina is, that's the nafkamina. So Gemara says, "Kasha b'shmal b'risa b'shmal b'risi." So Gemara says two truths: "Mibayis ema treit anar libder b'shmal." B'risi mibayis ema chadam anar b'leizer b'risi amra the tanir b'leizer b'risi amra ashaloi chayma. And we have a pasuk over here. It's a kriyan ksiv. Abishay ain le'aksha v'ha'yu le'koydem l'chein. So you see that b'leizer b'risi holds kedusha shaina kedusha shaina. So the halacha is that if you in the azara and you realize all of a sudden that you're tame, so halacha is you have to go out and you can't stay there. Shtachava, and Gemara is going to question all this. So first thing Gemara wants to know: how do you even know that such a concept that you tummy in the azara? Till now we learned that you tummy outside and you go in. Oh, you got tummy inside. How do you know? Tum azara menolam. On relaza kosav echad oimer es mishkan Hashem tame. The kosav echad oimer ki es mikdash Hashem tame tame. Imeinu ino tumah shabachos. No ino tumah shabafneim. First thing Gemara v'kroy miyasri. It's not extra. It has to be that it's extra, otherwise you wouldn't have a limo. Mitzvah tzricha, the Tanya Rebeleza Oimer, if nema mishkan, lama nema mikdash. If nema mikdash, lama nema mishkan. What do you need both of them? Ilan nema mishkan, lama nema mikdash, yisar, mala mishkan, yechayav, shayav, mishuach, shayav, nema mishkan. Vala mikdash, lo yechayav, because it's not a mishuach. Vim nema mikdash, lama nema mishkan, yisar, mala mishkan, yechayav, shayav, kdash, lusha, oilo, because it stays forever. Vala mishkan, lo yechayav, lo kak, nema mishkan, lo kak, nema mikdash. So melo, because it's not extra. If it's not extra, how can you learn out this halacha that tumazaram and olam? So Gemara said, "Blazer hachkashle." No, what he meant extra. He didn't mean that it's extra. He means that the way the Torah wrote it is there's something extra about it. Mechti, Mishkan ikri mikdash. Mishkan ikri mikdash. Mikdash ikri Mishkan. Nichtoiv oy idvi the mikdash. Oy idvi the Mishkan. Mishkan and mikdash lamali. What? Right by the Mishkan mikdash or by the or fakert. Shmamin otarti. The fact that it's written like this, you see that the Mishkan mikdash ikri Mishkan achsev. Yichsev Nasati.
That was this.
Nasati Mishkani Besaychem. Ela Mishkan Nikri Mikdash Ben Alon. Ilem Yichsev Nasu Akasi Nasiyah Mikdash Ahu Baran Ksiv. That's by Aron. Ela Mahacha. Another Pasik Vasuli Mikdash. Mishkanti Besaychem. Ksiv. Chash and Imara Oyscha. Eis Tamas Ha Mishkan. So you see that the Torah uses both languages at both places. And the fact that the Torah switched the language by one. And the other one, it's come and tell you something. Actually, what's come and tell you this halacha of Tumah b'mikdash itself. So now we'll go through this shtachva. Oishashok is a shtachva. Some Rav Loishon el shtachva kapei pnim, which means that you're in there and you realize that there's a problem. So you do a yishtachva kabe pinim, means you're not going out. You turn around towards the base of Mikdash. Right, Rashi says Ma'ariv, I think, but there's a machloik is what it is. But Rashi says Ma'ariv.
It depends where you're standing.
It's a machloik is what this is.
If you're standing in the back, you do it towards.
It's a machloik is what this is. Rashi says Ma'ariv. We'll leave it at Ma'ariv. We'll leave it at Ma'ariv for now.
There were two
edges
in the back.
So, Loishan Elishtachal and Kabe Pinim.
There are two edges in the back.
Kabechutz. So, Shah in Loishan Elishtachal. Unless you stay there a specific amount of time, we'll see what that time is. Then you be part of it. Ikdamas la sefer. Oish shah bagde shtachva. Mechlau de shtachva gufa boy shia. Even the shtachva needs a shia. Amar Rav Loishan Elishtachal and Kabechutz. That's only Kabechutz. Kabe Pinim. Avgad Loishan. Even though you weren't Shah. You be chayib, even though it's no shia. Vachkama. Hishtachva pnim, oy sheshok de hishtachva, bahach hishtachva, neka bechutz, chayib. It means, manoshok. Whether you hishtachva pnim, without a shia, or outside with a shia, you be chayib. No, but if you're klapi pnim, then you'll be chayib without a shia. But klapi chutz, you'll only be chayib with a shia. Hechidam hishtachva des b'shia. What does that mean? Hechidam hishtachva des b'shia. Des b'shia is a kriya. That means going on your knees. Ba'alma. It is b'shia. It's pish damer glaim. The kamashiv shia. So how long is it? Pliga bar b'yitzkav nachmeni rachad imei amonu rav shem abazi. Ba'amu rav shem abazi rachad imei amonu rav yitzkav nachmeni rachad imei amonu rav shem abazi. Chad omar ki mimro da hai psuka. Chad omar ki mevayichu le seifa. So there's two psukum of v'chol b'nei Yisrael. So either you start from the top pasuk or you go or from v'yichu the red words. V'chol b'nei Yisrael roim b'redzer eish kod Hashem al-bayis v'yichu al-payim orto. Al yitzu v'shtak v'hoiz Hashem kitov kilom chazdoi. That's the amount of time, whatever it takes, 10, 5 seconds. How long does it take to say that it's ready?